Cape Talk. DIY.
Now, we're delighted to welcome back contributor Julie Brandt, better known as Jules with Tools, the handy mam who works for women. If you missed our previous interview, what you need to know is that her business specializes in doing all those DIY jobs you don't have the time or the skill to tackle yourself. And she's passionate about encouraging others to learn those skills, particularly other women. Jules, great to have you with us again.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me, Pippa.
Now, the last time she was here, I have to say, we were inundated with calls from people wanting lessons from her. So I'm delighted to say we've convinced Jules to do a DIY workshop with us a little bit later in the year. We're probably going to host it in August, and I will give you details on how to book, etc., much, much closer to the time. So if you're phoning to ask for lessons, please bank that call for a couple of weeks and we'll give you an update as soon as we've got all the logistics sorted out. In the meantime, please do take advantage of her expertise. Give us a call with your own DIY or home renovation questions. 021-446-0567 is the number to dial, or you can leave a voice note on 072-567-1567. We thought we'd start today, while we wait for those first calls to come through, chatting about the toolbox. And Jules, you've picked out your favorite five things that you think everybody should have in the box, or in one case, next to the box.
Yes.
Over to you.
So a lot of people don't actually have toolboxes, and it's not often necessary if you don't do a lot of home DIY. So I have put together five items that I really think everyone should have in their home. It doesn't involve a toolbox at all. It's just five really great things that are very multi-purpose and that you can use in the home whenever you have a little DIY fix at home. So I'll run through them with you. Okay, first is, I would say, first and foremost, everyone should have a tape measure.
Okay.
So that you can use, its uses are extensive. You can use it to put to your measure where you're going to put a picture on the wall. You can decide the length of what you're going to be measuring, like a cupboard handle. Basically, its uses are endless. Mm-hmm. So have a good quality 5 meter tape measure at home, and just keep it somewhere like in your kitchen drawer or somewhere central so everyone can find it.
Okay.
Number two, I would say, have some mounting tape. So Patek's No More Nails. Well, Patek's makes a mounting tape called No More Nails. Mm-hmm. Comes in two different strengths, as you could say. So the durability is different with the blue one and the red one.
Okay.
It's a really great, powerful double-sided tape. It can hang, well, it can basically adhere to most things, and you can hang pictures with it. I've used it for so many things. It's a really great thing. So you can mount your house number, for example, outside.
Mirrors.
Certificates.
You'd
have to use the red one, which is a stronger duty one for a mirror, because you obviously don't want it crashing down in the middle of the night, or any other time for that matter.
Or on top of you while you're mounting it.
Exactly.
This happened to one of my friends. Yes.
So there's one where it will hold up to 80 kilograms, and then, so that's the blue one. Mm-hmm. And then the red tape holds up anything up to 120 kilograms.
Gosh.
And that's actually waterproof as well, that tape. So you can sort of put anything up really with it. The uses are endless.
Okay.
I really love that tape.
Okay, 120 kilograms. I mean,
that's
a husband and a half that you mount on the wall with that. Okay.
Yeah. Let's not mount any husbands on the wall.
All right, fair enough. Okay. Your third pick, I have to love. It's one of the most used tools in our house, and it's something that I bought for my husband literally as we got married, and he's still using it to this day, 18 years later, and it's his leather mat.
Oh, I love my leather man. I couldn't live without it. I go nowhere without it. I mean, my husband even jokes with me because I put it in my bag when we're going to the movies or something. And he's like, why do you need your leather man?
Because the seat in
just
front
in case
comes
it
loose,
breaks or something. But I've used my leather man so many times, I can't even count. It's, you know, like if you're somewhere and someone says, oh no, this screw's loose in my cupboard, in my hinge. And just take out the leather man, whip it out, fix it quickly. It's amazing.
I mean, it's the brand of multi-tool out there. There are
other alternatives
that are not as expensive, but the Leatherman, the quality and the durability
last you 20, 30 years or longer. I mean, you can pass it down in your family if you look after it completely. I've used mine just really in so many things, and most of them feature, like most of the Leathermans or the multi-tools in general, most of them have pliers and then some little spring action scissors with a can opener.
Yes.
Yeah. bottle opener, and then also Phillips screwdriver heads, and medium and small screwdrivers as well. So there's always something, you know, when you've got like a star screwdriver or a flathead screwdriver, and you just need that for repairing something quickly on the run.
So imagine what MacGyver would have been like if he'd had a Leatherman instead of a rod of duct tape all those years back.
But the duct tape was great, though. I think he fixed so many things with that duct tape. I mean, it was
the
phenomenal.
Just a thought. If anyone's got a great story of the tight spot your Leatherman got you out of, please give us a call.
021-446-0567.
Okay, so we've got mounting tape. We've got a good tape measure. We've got a good multi-tool like a Leatherman. Yeah. Number four on your list won't fit into any toolbox, but it is absolutely essential. And it's a good ladder. Yeah. And when we say a good ladder, a good stable ladder that's not going to send you flying sideways from midair, what are your recommendations?
So I would go with an aluminium ladder. They're really lightweight, a foldable aluminium ladder. And I've always found that the three-step aluminium ladders are the best. Okay. It has, you know, obviously three steps and then the top part, which you actually can't stand on.
Yeah.
But it's nice to put like your paint bucket or whatever you're using or whatever tools you're wanting. So I would go with an aluminium lightweight three-step ladder.
Okay, and quite important that, let's just say that again, you're not meant to stand on the platform at the top.
No.
Okay.
No, that's not, it's not weight bearing at all.
Yeah.
You can actually have quite a serious accident if you do. It's not really stable. And it isn't made to be stood on. It's actually, if there is a little bar or like a tray at the top of your ladder, it's generally meant for holding paintbrushes or your paint tray or some tools or whatever you have.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't stand on it. Please.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I've used mine for lots of things. I mean, it's great, really nice height to change light bulbs because you can get to the ceiling of most ceilings with a three-step ladder. So,
taking down party balloons. Yep.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. It's easy to reach. Yeah.
Okay, and then number five, a good quality super glue. And it's one of those things that you don't miss. When you need it, you can never find it, or the tube has dried up and stuck over. But you gave us a good tip last time on how to make sure that doesn't happen. Mm. So first, why do we need super glue so badly? And secondly, remind us how to make sure it doesn't dry itself closed in the tube.
So we need super glue for all sorts of things. Broken toys in my house, that happens quite often. So, or I've even used it at one stage to repair like a little chip in a tile. So like a tile's come loose, and then you just pop some super glue on the back, pop the tile back on, put a little bit of grout in it, and then you can't see the tile's ever been damaged.
Okay.
So I mean, it's really, really strong, the bond, and it bonds to almost anything. There are certain makes that bond to more things than others. So if you're out in the hardware store, ask them what kind of super glue will bond to more sort of substrates than others. There are some better ones out there. But in terms of not letting the glue dry up, I always put some Prestick on top of it. So I stick some Prestick on just over the lid of where the super glue comes out, where you've got that little like outlet where it comes out.
Yeah.
So pop some Prestick on that and then stick it in the fridge.
Stick it in the fridge?
Yeah.
Okay. And can it stay in the fridge indefinitely?
It can, yes. I put mine in the door, really far away from my kids, because obviously you don't want them.
The potential there for mishaps is quite worrying. But put it, okay. So out of sight, tucked away somewhere in the fridge.
Yeah, where you know.
Okay. I'm sure, I think it was our traffic guy, Zayn, who told me that he sticks a pin into the top of his tube.
You could do that too.
Or a matchstick or something like that to sort of keep the channel
open.
Just
so that it keeps the channel open. Yeah.
You see, in my house, the pin would just get super glued into the tube, and then I have to throw away both a tube and a pin.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Interesting comment that you made in your notes before we came to air, Jules, that for jerseys, you dab a bit of super glue onto the fibers, and that does what?
It basically just seals the edges of those fibers. So if you've got like a little hook in your jersey and you don't want it to go running, so then you just take a little bit of super glue and dab it on the fiber, and it seals the end there and just makes like a little hard area, and it stops it from running any further.
I'm thinking of all those frayed wrist ends of school jerseys that are sitting in my cupboards at home. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, try and dab a little bit of super glue on it.
Okay. And then we can't...
Same with stockings.
Yes, I have used it on stockings. Okay, that's a better idea than using nail polish, in fact.
But just be careful when you put super glue on tights. If you're doing it on your leg, move it around.
Otherwise,
this tights are going to stick to your leg.
Or you'll end up with a patch like I have on my nose, courtesy of super glue that was on my finger and dabbed onto my nose.
Oh,
we can't talk about super glue without talking about how to get rid of it if you did accidentally spill it. Just remind us what your technique is.
So just use some baby oil and warm water with a bit of soap in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So the top five picks of the tools you should have in your home, even if you're not the biggest DIY person. Some good mounting tape, a great tape measure, a Leatherman or similar multi-tool, a great three-step ladder, and a good quality super glue. And our first question on the line is Jane in Elgin, also speaking about glue. Jane, good afternoon.
Thank you, Pippa and Jules. This is actually a perfect opportunity. I've got one of those slow combustion stoves, you know, with a glass door.
Yes.
And the corner bit has broken off, but it fits perfectly, but it won't stay on because it wants to slide down, you know, the bit that was holding it isn't there. Is there a glue that withstands heat?
Yes, I think the Zwala super glue by Den Braven, I think that one will withstand heat.
How do you spell that?
So it's the make is Den Braven.
Den Braven, yes.
And it's called Zwala. So it's Zwala.
Zwala. My word.
Give that a try. You can get it from most of your hardware stores. If you just, it is quite popular. I mean, it's a really, really good brand of super glue. So that should do the trick.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Jane. Okay, and let us know if it works, please. I'd love a follow-up call to that job. Good afternoon to John in Kales River.
Yes, hi, Jules and Pippa. Just wanted to find out if you could help me with the rain that's coming. I want to capture all that water, but I was told I need to build a foundation. Can you just give me an idea of how to go about it, please, before all the rain stops?
Oh, you're wanting to put a tank in,
yes,
John?
A JoJo tank.
Yes.
2,500-litre tank.
Yes.
Or a 10,000-litre.
Okay, so what you need to do, a foundation is to stop the tank from sinking and the heavy water from making the tank sink into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously shift around, which you don't want when you've got 2,500 litres of water in it. So the foundation you would need to do is to cast some concrete. You can use basic normal cement, so mixing the cement up with water. So what I would do is I'd dig like a hole. Into your wherever you're going to place the tank.
Yeah.
And then you would mix up the cement and you'd cast a slab of cement in that area, but big enough to accommodate the diameter of your tank.
Okay. Do I need to compact it?
I would say just as long as you dig it in and you make sure that the cement is going in quite smoothly. So you don't really want a lumpy surface. Mm. You're wanting to make sure that cement is sort of the viscosity of the cement when you pour it in is not too lumpy and it's not too runny. And then that would actually sit nicely in that area and create a slab. And just remember, with cement, you do kind of have to keep wetting it. So in this rainy weather, it actually is perfect for cement to set, because cement does set better over time when you keep wetting it. And it will cure over a few days, probably 48 to 76 hours, 72 hours, somewhere around that, 2 to 3 days. And you should have a little bit of a stable substrate to put the tank onto. But just please do make sure that it is set first before you install the tank.
Yeah, no, definitely. Do I mix some stone with it also, right? So sand, cement, and stone.
You could put stone in. It'll actually make the whole thing a lot more durable, although stones can be a little bit rough in cement. So I would actually go with a pre-mixed cement that you can buy from most hardware stores, and then you would just have to add the water to that. There are actual cement mixers that you can buy, and they're ready mixed. So it just saves you having to measure out the right quantities of all the sand and everything. Yeah.
Sorry, can you just give me the depth? What's the depth I need to go with the hole?
The depth would be, I would say, if it's the 2,500 litres, did you say?
Yes, 2,500.
Okay, I would go about 15 centimetres.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
John,
thank
good
you very
luck.
Much.
And good luck with your project.
So he's not going to be able to do it in time to catch this rain because, of course, he needs that time for the slab to go in and cure. But hopefully there's lots more on the way, John. So once this one's cold front's moved past, you can get stuck in. A follow-up question on the SMS line talking about water tank foundations. You can also use lintels, which are reinforced, is the comment.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so that's another option. John in Kales River, thank you so much for your call. SMS is to 31567 and your WhatsApp's to 072-567-1567. Speaking of precasting slabs, etc., Lizette has sent a message on the WhatsApp. They're busy redoing their kitchen. She says, I really want just a plain concrete worktop. Does it have to be precast or can it be poured on site? And how does that actually work?
So I would never pour it on site. I would get it precast. And you would rather do that before and just measure exactly what your area is, it can get really messy, and it's better to have it done off-site so that they would bring it in and fit it there. It depends on what your kitchen area is as well, and whether or not they can bring in
something of that size. Yeah.
Yeah, normally they wouldn't. They wouldn't go over a certain amount of width and your length because of the heaviness of the material as well. So you would have you would only have a few running meters before they would have to do another section of countertop. But those two do go together quite seamlessly when you're putting them in the kitchen. The join in where the cement tops meet doesn't have to look ugly. I mean, they can finish it off really nicely. So you'd hardly even notice that it wasn't actually a continuing cupboard
and countertop. Okay.
Yeah.
You've been full of advice, as always, Jules. We'll certainly have you back again soon. And just a reminder that we will organise a DIY workshop in the month of August. Details to follow once we have the logistics sorted out. But great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
And a reminder that if you'd like to reach out to her privately, perhaps you are that lady who's got a list a mile long of DIY jobs that need to be done, you can contact juleswithtools.co.za is the website, or drop her an email, jules@juleswithtools.co.za.